Wish you a good day, students. I am Anita Veerasoriya from Regional English Support Center, Kandy, representing the English unit of Provincial Department of Education, Kandy. Dear students, do you know what conjunctions are? You have learnt them from grade 6. Conjunctions are lessons that link other words, phrases, or clauses together. Conjunctions යනුවෙන් හඳුන්වන්නේ සංයෝජන. වෙනත් වචන, වාක්‍ය ඛණ්ඩ හා වගන්ති එකට සම්බන්ධ කරන වචන සංයෝජන නැත්නම් conjunctions යනුවෙන් හඳුන්වයි. Today we are going to learn about few conjunctions and how to use them in sentences. First of all, I will remind you the uses of the conjunction AND. They connect words which usually go together. They link other words, adjectives, adverbs, etc. and phrases or clauses together. And also, they can join two sentences together. විශේෂණ පද දෙකක් ක්‍රියා විශේෂණ පද දෙකක් වාක්‍ය ඛණ්ඩ හෝ වාක්‍ය දෙකක් එක් කිරීමට අපි AND යන conjunction එක යොදා ගන්නවා. පළමුව අපි AND සහ යන වචන දෙක යොදා ගන්න ආකාරය පිළිබඳව දැනුවත් වෙමු. Now listen to me carefully. I am going to read sentences without the conjunction AND and with the conjunction AND. I like cooking. I like eating. I don't like washing dishes afterwards. මේ වාක්‍ය තුන එකට යොදා අපිට මේ විදිහට කියන්න පුළුවන්. I like cooking and eating. But I don't like washing afterwards. What do you think? What is the best? The first one or the second one? I will read the second sentence again. I like cooking and eating, but I don't like washing afterwards. I think now you can understand the difference between the two sentences. As I told you earlier, the conjunction AND can also join adjectives and adverbs or sentences. Let's look at some examples. Tsumi is clever and hardworking. Here, clever and hardworking are adjectives. He entered the room slowly and silently. In this sentence, slowly and silently are adverbs. Now, let's see how to join sentences using the conjunctions. I have a book. I have a pen. We can join these two sentences as I have a book and a pen. Now let's see how to join these sentences. Amanda cut the cake. Amanda ate the cake. Here, Amanda has done two actions. So, we can write or say as Amanda cut and ate the cake. Now let's join another two sentences. I will finish my homework. I will go to play with my friends. Here, I hope to do two things. Therefore, we can put them together and say, I will finish my homework and go to play with my friends. I will finish my homework and go to play with my friends. Let's try another sentence. They cut the mango, they ate the mango. How can you put these sentences together? They cut and ate the mango. Then අපි කියුවේ and යන වචනේ යොදා වාක්‍ය සම්බන්ධ කරන ආකාරය පිළිබඳවයි. Then අපි තවත් conjunctions දෙකක් යොදන ආකාරය පිළිබඳව දැනුවත් වෙමු. Now let's look at another two conjunctions, but and or. I will read three sentences. Note the different meanings that the conjunctions give them. First sentence, Anne is kind and humble. Here, both are similar qualities, kind and humble. The second sentence, Anne is in grade 6A or 6B, either of the two. The third sentence, Anne is poor but happy, both dissimilar activities. Mehedi ma vistar kare tawat conjunction dekak pilibandawai. A but saha or pilibandawai. Then api ema udaharana pilibandawa navata salaka balamu. Anne is kind and humble. Kind and humble යන වචන දෙකම එකම වර්ගයකට අයත් විශේෂණ පද නිසා අපට and යෙදිය හැකි. Anne is in grade 6A or 6B. හය A වසරේ හෝ හය B වසරේ. අපට ඒ නිවැරදිම කිය නොහැකි නිසා හෝ නැතහොත් or යන වචනේ යෙදිය හැකි. Anne is poor but happy. And දුප්පත් නමුත් සතුටි. බොහෝ විට විරුද්ධ පදයක් සහිත වාක්‍ය සම්බන්ධ කිරීමේදී but යන conjunction එක යොදා ගැනීමට හැකි. Now let's look at some more examples. මා කියවන වාක්‍යවල හිස්තැනට වඩාත්ම සුදුසු වචනය කුමක්දැයි බලමු. I love pineapple. Blank. I am not allowed. I love pineapple. I am not allowed. මේ වාක්‍ය දෙක සම්බන්ධ කිරීම සඳහා වඩාත්ම ගැළපෙන වචනය වන්නේ or එහෙම නැත්නම් but the. So think. I love pineapple or I am not allowed. I love pineapple but I am not allowed. මේ දෙකෙන් නිවැරදිම වාක්‍ය වන්නේ කොහොමද? I love pineapple but I am not allowed. මම අන්නාසි වලට කැමති නමුත් මට ඊට අවසර නැත. මම ඔබට නැවත මතක් කරන්නම් and but සහ or යෙදිය හැකි අවස්ථාවන් පිළිබඳව. උදාහරණයක් වශයෙන් යම්කිසි දේවල් දෙකකින් ඔබට දෙකම අවශ්‍ය නම් and යෙදිය හැකිය. Example, I need a pen and a pencil. ඒ දෙකෙන් එකක් අවශ්‍ය නම් I need a pen or a pencil යනුවෙන් කිව හැකි. මට පැන්සලක් නොවේ පෑනක් අවශ්‍යයි නම් I need not a pencil but a pen යනුවෙන් ලිවිය හෝ කිව හැකි. අපි දැන් තවත් අභ්‍යාසයක් කිරීමට උත්සාහ කරමු. මා දැන් කියවන වාක්‍ය දෙක සම්බන්ධ කිරීමට අවශ්‍ය වන්නේ අද අපි ඉගෙනගත් conjunctions තුනෙන් කුමන එකද යන්න ගැන හිතා බලන්න. අප අද ඉගෙනගත් conjunctions තුන වන්නේ and, but, සහ or. I will finish my homework. Then I can play video games. I can finish my homework. Then I can play video games. මේ වාක්‍ය දෙක සම්බන්ධ කිරීමට අපි යොදා ගත යුත්තේ and එහෙම නැත්නම් but යන conjunction එකද. අපි බලමු. I can finish my homework and then I can play video games. මෙතෙන්ට ගැලපෙන හොඳම වචනය වන්නේ and. ඊළඟ වාක්‍ය. I know Michelle. I don't know her brother. මෙහිදී මේ වාක්‍ය දෙක සම්බන්ධ කිරීමට සුදුසුම වචන වන්නේ but එහෙම නැත්නම් and the. I know Michelle, but I don't know her brother. ඒ වුණාට මං එයාගේ සහෝදරයව දන්නේ නැහැ. Next sentence. I will read a book. I just watch TV in the evening. I will read a book. I just watch TV in the evening. මේ වාක්‍ය දෙක සම්බන්ධ කිරීමට කුමක්ද අපි යෙදිය යුතු conjunction එක? Or එහෙම නැත්නම් but the. I will read a book or I just watch TV in the evening. ඊළඟ වාක්‍ය. What do you want? Apples, bananas. කුමක්ද අපිට යෙදිය හැකි conjunction එක වන්නේ? What do you want? Apples or bananas? අපි දැන් එවැනිම තවත් අභ්‍යාසයකට පිළිතුරු සපයන ආකාරය පිළිබඳව සොයා බලමු. Complete the following sentences meaningfully. First one. Could you give me a pen? Blank. A pencil. You need not both, either one. ඒ දෙකෙන් ඔබට එකයි අවශ්‍ය. Could you give me a pen? A pencil. So what is the word you can use? Could you give me a pen or a pencil? Next one. I need 5 eggs, blank, a loaf of bread. You need both eggs and bread. So what will you write? I need 5 eggs and a loaf of bread. Okay, the next sentence. There are 2 things, but you can ask only for one of them. What do you like for dessert? Pudding, ice cream. What do you like for dessert? Pudding or ice cream? Now here, in this question, you need either one. ඔබට එකයි අවශ්‍ය. I want a toy plane, helicopter, blank, puppy for my birthday, said Arjun. You need only one. So what will you write? I want a plane, a helicopter or a puppy for my birthday, said Arjun. Okay, the next question. Here also you can select only one, either one. We can drive into the city, blank. We can take a bus. We can drive into the city, blank. We can take a bus. So what could be the answer? We can drive into the city or we can take a bus. The next question. Here, she did both the activities. She went to the shop, blank, bought a new pair of shoes. She went to the shop, blank, bought a new pair of shoes. So, the answer is, she went to the shop and bought a new pair of shoes. Now let's look at the next question. Soma won 100 meters race. Blank, not 200 meters race. Soma won the 100 meters race. Blank, not 200 meters race. Here, she won only the first one. So we can say Soma won the 100 meters race, but not 200 meters race. So dear students, I hope that you have understood where and when to use the conjunctions that we have learned today, and or but. Now you have a homework to do. I hope, as usual, you have your exercise book and pen with you. Now be ready to copy these questions. What you have to do is complete the sentences with your own words. You have to complete the sentence. I will give you the first half of the sentence. But remember, you have to complete the sentence using the conjunction that we have learned today. Okay, the first question is, I know the answer, and blank. You have to complete the sentence. I'll read it again. I know the answer. The second one. Today, I have to clean my room. Today, I have to clean my room, and blank. You have to complete the blank. The third one. The third question. We have to bring lunch from home. We have to bring lunch from home, and a blank. So what you have to do is, you have to fill the blank, complete the sentence. The fourth question. My uncle has a small house. My uncle has a small house, and blank. You have to complete the blank. Fifth question. We should go by train, blank. We should go by train, blank. Here you have to complete the blank. So from the things that we have learned today, I hope that you will be able to complete the blanks of these sentences. Okay, my dear students, now this is not the end of the lesson. There are so many other conjunctions that we have to learn. Some of them are when, while, after, before, and because. So, in our next lesson, we will learn how to use these conjunctions in sentences. When, while, after, before, and because. I hope that some of you all know how to use these conjunctions in sentences, and some may not. So, in our next lesson, we will learn about these conjunctions in detail. So, I wish you all the best. Take care, stay safe, till we meet again. I am Anita Veerasuriya from Regional English Support Center, Kandy. Have a nice day.